As we shift gears, it's time for your coach's show. And joining me here this morning, kicking it off, is head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt. And congratulations on a victory last night.
Thanks, Gary.
It's, week one now is in the dust. Back-to-back wins. What are you seeing that has helped contributing to the wins, you know, team-wise?
Well, anytime you play Glendale, you know, your philosophy and even your personnel defensively, you know, that's going to be a little bit different than what you do in a normal game as far as prep goes and you know, the actual game itself, with Glendale being five wide and throwing it every down. So that was a great job by our defensive staff in that game. I don't know how far you go back, but from what I've been told,
I can't remember the Zizzers holding them to that few of points.
Yeah, you know, they got one field goal on our defense. So it was just a great night by our defensive staff, led by Coach Dixon, our DC, and Coach Smith right there on the field with kind of his right hand man on the field, setting the box for him, and Greg was able to really work with his secondary, and then Coach Kanegi up top was a big help. So all three of those guys were really in sync and getting the defense lined up, and a lot of bend moments, but they never did break. Glendale got in the red zone a handful of times, but our defense came up with some big plays, including Rylan had a big pick in the end zone, and then we had multiple fourth down stops. So just a great night defensively for those guys against Glendale.
Well, I know this probably just aggravates the daylights out of you, but two safeties.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That probably didn't help make dinner taste any better, but just
no
breakdowns or.
Well, the punt block. When you go back and watch it on film. We may have been sitting a little bit short at our depth. Instead of being at 14 yards, we were about 12. And then they timed it up perfect. We had everybody blocked that was on the line in our scheme. And this guy right from the middle, he just timed it up right. He was on a full sprint. And he laid out and he got there. So it was a nice play on their part. And then the safety, when we were backed up on offense, we were trying to throw the football. And the Tennessee Vol commit, Kellen Lindstrom, we were supposed to get a back out there and help our tackle. And we didn't do it. And so there was just a bust in assignment there. And he turned the corner on us and got to see why he's going to Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, that's an elite athlete right there. And then last night, kind of a slow start a little bit, but second quarter, 21 unanswered points and up 31 at the half. Take us through that.
Yeah, slow start. We get down there inside the 10, and we're very, very disappointing. We always stress we want to be perfect in the red zone. We don't want to come away with three. And got the fourth down, and we're just going to take the points to start with. So Chase comes out there and knocks it through. And defensively, we got a stop, and then we got it back, and we hit three catches on the night that were tackled on the one. So kind of aggravating for Isaiah and those receivers not being able to get a TD pass. But we kind of got it rolling from that point on. We did have a couple high snaps and a couple breakdowns in pass protection, But other than that, we did some good things. I thought Remy Wilson ran the ball between the tackles really well when we spread the defense out. And then, Isaiah threw some beautiful deep passes to Rylan and Briggs. And then we had a couple guys that hadn't had any opportunities the first couple weeks. And Red Erickson caught a touchdown pass. Will Stauffer caught a bubble screen and took it down to the one, made a nice run. So, we had some contributors, a little bit more than we had because, teams are going to start to put all their attention on Briggs and Rylan. And so it was good to see those other guys make some plays.
Well, now here we're three games in. Next opponent's Rolla. What areas do you feel, needs critiquing, needs a little more improvement?
Well, there's been times, like Glendale, we couldn't run the ball. It was disappointing. And then in some of that, you got to tip your hat to the opponent. Glendale was very fundamentally sound. They knew when to bring pressure, when not to. And, they got Coach Rehagen over there. Nick's a coach who's been around forever, and he did a great job. But we had trouble running the football, and then we've had our moments where we've struggled in pass protection. Some of it's been versus blitz, but some of it's just been versus a three-down rush. So, we got some things to shore up there, and then, defensively, we've had too many missed tackles out in space. We've got beat deep a couple times. We got beat deep last night. On a vertical, the Hillcrest kid dropped it. But, after three games, there's everybody in the state has got improvement.
Yeah.
And so, we're no different. But all those things that I've mentioned, we think they're correctable. We think we're just going to continue to get better. We're playing a lot of young kids, especially being rolled in here on defense the last couple games, against Glendale. Coach Dixon, I really don't know the exact number, but he was rolling in, I bet 16, 17 kids got, double-digit snaps. And, there are a handful of those were sophomores.
Well, the beginning of the year, we talked about it, and it's depth. You're kind of, creating depth as the year goes along. So if any players are out there listening, you've got golden opportunities to win a Friday night spot. How is it coming along a little better? Are you starting to see a little bit more opportunity for depth?
Definitely. Especially on the defensive side. And that's going to vary from week to week because when you play Glendale, your personnel and your scheme is going to be a complete 180 from when you play Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to need those guys. And like I said, there have been some growing pains, but they're just getting better and better. And it's just like any craft that you're trying to perfect. You show up every day. You do your individual drills, and then you apply it in your team drills, and hopefully that carries on to under the lights. So, we've got kids that have the right mindset that want to please. They're good team first guys, and so, one of the negatives in that is there may come a time where it's going to deplete our JV. Because, the quarters rule and those guys getting bumped up to Friday night play.
Yeah. Well, and just it's really a numbers game, isn't it? Like your classification where you're at being in the Ozark Conference, is 80 kids too many?
No, not at all.
Or would that be a...
I mean, if they're the right 80.
Yeah, well...
I mean,
yeah.
I've been...
Or what's the ideal number for you, you think, as, you know...
You know, we're sitting right now at the high 50s, 9 through 12, which is a very low number for a school our size. You know, we're just barely hanging on to have a freshman team. So, that number needs to be in the 70s. And if you could get 20 per class, that's really good. That puts you at 80. But that's tough to do. You know, like right now our senior class is just 9 deep, and a couple of those, never played football till the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, of course, the Zizzers played and won last night. Tonight or today, what's kind of keep the routine intact, or are they going to get a night off?
Oh, they'll definitely get a night off as far as the physical part of the sport. We just treat it like a Saturday where, they get a Saturday off, but we'll come in and, watch film and might even do a little yoga because we're sore, we're tired. Got off the bus around 12:30, and, that puts, some of those kids getting home at 1 by the time we unpack our travel bags and get in the vehicles and go. So then getting to school today, so they're going to be some tired boys this morning, but we'll watch some film and might give us just a little bit of a jump start on Rolla and let them recover and enjoy the weekend and start getting on it Monday.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt, coming away with a victory last night. You can watch that game too, by the way, at OzarkRadioNews.com. It's still up. Coach, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Gary.